It is so nice to be with all of you. Just a real honor. When Michael asked, my thought was, what an honor to be able to honor moms of kids in the special needs ministry here. So I'm very blessed to have this opportunity. And I have five boys, and my world is just boy, 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 manhood, smells, testosterone, crazy, cute, everything. So it's really sweet to be here with women. Like, it's just, I can feel the girl in here. I just love it. So this is a treat for me, too, just to be with y'all. But anyway, when I was, when Michael asked to do this, I thought, first of all, this is really cool to have these nights. So I love it that this happens. And I was just thinking, okay, how can I be a great encouragement? That's what I would love, just to really encourage. And it stepped away a little bit from just the busyness of moms to just using the Word of God. That was just very strong in my thoughts. So I wanted to do that tonight. And, you know, this past Sunday when Pastor Reeder was saying that when we come to Christ, we have a new heart and we have a new spirit within us and we have a new purpose, but we have the same old mind. And I thought that was such a great point, a great reminder. We really need our minds renewed every day. Because every day we wake up and our minds are really happy to think tons of thoughts that are contrary to the truth. So the best way to renew our mind is with the Word of God. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, you know this verse, I'm sure, but do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the Word of God is the most powerful way to renew our mind. It has that living and active power in our lives. So you may have all kinds of things on your mind tonight. There may be things preoccupying you, heavy things or overwhelming things, or maybe just a lot of things. You know, as moms, there can just be an overload anyway. So I was just kind of hoping that as we look at, it's kind of an assortment of different scripture, that it could be like a living water just kind of washing through our minds and renewing them tonight. So that's what I hope will happen. Okay, so I have 10 verses I'm just going to kind of bring out there and talk about real briefly. So the first one is John 16:33. This is Jesus talking. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And I've actually had this happen where I'm so thankful that the Holy Spirit brought, you know, this verse to mind. So in a tough moment, instead of just feeling all that, this is really hard, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do, you know, instead of that, thinking, in this world I'm going to have trouble, going to have tribulation, this is what we do, but you've overcome, Jesus, you've overcome the world. And that is good stuff to say to yourself. It's very encouraging in a hard moment. And it also gives, I think, motivation to keep going, because he's already overcome the world. He's overcome the trouble that may come our way. So anyway, okay, number two, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. And I think that is really wonderful. Everything I'm reading, I think, is just so wonderful. But I think that addresses three huge areas waiting to kind of trip us up as mothers. One is loneliness, when he says, no, you're not alone. I am with you. I am with you. I will never leave or forsake you. It's real easy to get isolated in our homes and think, oh, no one else, I don't know anybody else going through this specific thing, and I'm just alone. But he's with us. He is with us, the Lord himself. Another one just waiting is fear. There are so many things Satan wants us to fear, and it can be easy to go there. I can definitely struggle with that. But he's saying, nope, don't be afraid. He's addressing that, you know, with this scripture. And discouragement, I love that it says, and don't be discouraged. It's a matter of how we see things, and God is showing us we don't have to be discouraged. We can choose not to be. And I find the most powerful way to do that is hearing these kinds of scriptures. To hear the Lord say, the Lord himself, he goes with you, he goes before you. That gives confidence and comfort. Good stuff. Okay, another one that came to mind is Psalm 139, 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I know you know this, but it's always good to be reminded your child is created by God. No matter the challenges, God has a plan. He has a purpose for his or her life. And in the same way, you are created by God. And you're gifted with everything you need for the task at hand. I am very thankful when I read that verse for that. So you and your child are each God's masterpiece. And it's so good to let yourself hear that and be reminded of that and take comfort in that. And we're wrong if we think, I would have done things differently if I was creator. No, we're wrong. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's good. Okay, Psalm 46:10, just kind of letting it flow over. Lots of different parts that I was feeling the need to hit. Okay, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So as you know, motherhood is quite crazy at times. And I imagine life with a special needs child can just be a different, you know, frantic kind of crazy when you add therapies or doctor's appointments, specialists, that kind of thing on top of normal life. And, you know, this verse, be still and know that I'm God, that's an imperative sentence. That's a command. That's not a suggestion, you know, do this, be still and know that I'm God. And I think to actively be still and know that he is God means that you figure out a way to simply give yourself some mental rest. And some days that might just be like a 5-minute walk up and down your driveway, you know? But it could mean a time of personal retreat. And if you're thinking, oh, that's a nice thought, but there's no way, you know, I can do that. There are so many people that are, you know, could use their gifts by helping you to have that time of personal retreat. And the Special Connections Ministry is such a blessing to give you that kind of break on Sundays and Wednesdays so that you can be refreshed in the Lord. But just asking other moms, asking, you know, starting with Michael, if you don't even know where to go, just like, I need help. If you need help just getting a little mental rest, mental break, to do that is super important, to be still, to get some time so you can be still and know that he is God. It's very necessary for all of us. But that time of refreshing is not just a suggestion. So, okay, 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. I picked that one because there's certainly things that hurt your heart, you know, during the journey of being a mother. And on top of the challenges that you may face, people will at times let you down. You know, doctors don't have all the answers. Well-meaning friends or family members or strangers can say comments that can be really hurtful. This doesn't relate to some of the things that people can, I mean, it sort of relates, so I'll just say it, but I know it's not big. But, when I was pregnant with my fifth son, and I had the other boys with me, and, you know, very much showing my pregnancy, is a very normal question for people to say, you know, oh, what's your baby? Is it a girl? And if I said, no, it's a boy, I would try and say it like I'm not going to cry. I'm fine. I'm great. I'm thankful. But they would be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm sure you're just dying that. I mean, you wanted another girl so bad. No, Rebecca, you have to say me. So I would have to tell the boys, you know, like, oh, it is. I am not sad that any one of you is a boy. Like, I'm sorry you had to hear that they are disappointed for me. Like, I am thrilled with what the Lord has given us, you know. But well-meaning people can say things. I know that's little. That can be hurtful. And so that verse, I think if we can keep that on the forefront of our minds, instead of replaying those things and feeling really, you know, getting really hurt, leading to bitterness, those kind of things, no. Forgive. Give grace. Truly the most life-giving way to respond is to love others. So just a reminder on that. Okay, number 6. Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. So I think, you know, we have a lot of different seasons in our life as women. With the season of motherhood, I think as a special needs parent, it's a season of labor. And there's plenty of physical work, sure, and much more emotionally to bear. And I love this verse. Our burdens are not too heavy for Him. He can carry our burdens and exchange them for something light and easy. And that is really powerful. And I've always pictured, like, I didn't even play volleyball. I don't really have much volleyball experience. But I always picture, like, a volleyball moment with this verse. And I will literally sometimes just go like this. So if I feel like a burden's just coming on me, either for my own life, something that's just weighing heavy, or if I'm talking to someone, I'm just hurting for them, you just feel like you got a load dumped on you, you know what I mean? I will literally be like, okay, Lord, let's volleyball that back to You. I'm giving You that burden. He can bear the overwhelming part of the burden. We walk with each other through things, sure, but we're not to bear it as the Savior. That's Jesus. So when I hear that verse, I just wanted to throw that one out there, just in case you can do the same thing. Just do that when you have a hard moment. You just volley that back to Him, and He does. I mean, I have felt Him just lift it off of me. He is faithful to do just what He says. Come to Me, bring your burdens to Me, and I will give you rest. Somebody's phone is just really excited over there. I hope all is well. Okay, so Proverbs 14:1. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tears hers down. This verse from Proverbs is just an important reminder of our roles as mothers in our family. You know, when I'm doing well, my family functions better. When I'm struggling, they tend to struggle. My mood as a mom can set the tone for the house. It really does happen like that. And, you know, we can be foolish with that with our words. We can literally tear our house down. But it also said we can build our house up. And, you know, it's a great responsibility we have as mothers, a great challenge. But also, we don't need to feel the weight of that. Like, we need to depend on the Lord to accomplish that in us, to be women who build up our home and bless and encourage and love and serve our families well. And we can't do that without Him. So it's a really good place to be when you're like, I can't do it without You, Lord. He shows up. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Isn't this such an encouraging passage? If you've been through different things, and someone who has been through similar experiences, Angie and I were just talking about this, and they can just give you that kind of encouragement, and you know it's from someone who's been there, you know it's super powerful in your own life when you're on the receiving end. And as well on the giving end, it's almost more fulfilling, you know? You have that to offer, and you do. I mean, God uses every bit of our circumstances, and so it's a good reminder to speak that when you feel like you do have something that can encourage another mom along the journey. Speak that, and that's part of how God uses our really tough things to be a blessing and encouragement to others. Not in this area of a child with unique needs, but I had a really rough relationship my whole college 4 years and a couple of years after, and so thankful that Lord healed me, brought me out of that. It was a miraculous, awesome situation. But over at first I would have thought, oh, I'm just so glad that's over. Let's put that over there. You know, I'm so glad that's over. I don't see any good from that except that it's over. But the Lord restores the years the locust has eaten. When we were on staff with campus outreach, before we had kids, just being around a lot of college girls in similar situations, I could actually see, I could know who they were before they could tell me. Like, I can tell that's an abused girl right there. And God allowed my very tough experience to be used to help other girls to be set free. And then when we also worked with college people at the JH Ranch for a season after that. So there would just be girls. It would be like we were living out in California at the ranch, and these college students were there for the summer, and girls would just be just like kind of word of mouth, like just coming all day long and just meeting with me. And I was just so amazed that God would allow what that I had gone through to be used to bless others. And so that verse is always just, you know, super confirming and encouraging for the hard things that we go through. Okay, number 9. 2 Corinthians 12:9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I know that that's probably a familiar verse as well, and it's good to think back and think, okay, everything I've done that's been really challenging, I've been empowered to do so by Him, and that's true for you as well. To go back and think, okay, the really hard things along this journey, I've been empowered by God to carry this out and to take care of my family the way, and the family that He has given me. And I know we want life to be easy, that's that heaven inside of us. We want it to go as we hoped it would. But I know all of us know we live in a fallen world. That doesn't happen. And so I feel like when you get to that place, like this verse really can make you think, oh, well, I'm in a great place. If I feel like I cannot do it anymore, I'm so weak, I'm so inadequate. It's actually, this verse is like, well, you're actually primed to see the power of God in your life in a huge way. So it's actually good news. He's like, I delight in my weaknesses and my hardships and my difficulties. That is a super mature place to be, but great reminder to think, okay, I'm actually sitting really pretty here for God's help, because things are not very easy for me right now. So that's just, I find that super encouraging. So I wanted to share that, because I know that, you know, there's plenty of us that feel overwhelmed and powerless several times in a week, right? Okay, and number 10. Romans 8:35-39, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I know it might be my favorite. It's really hard to pick. But, you know, that again speaks to, it can feel lonely at times, but you're not alone even more. You are surrounded. You are enveloped by the most powerful and sweet love that there is. I love that it's saying the love of Christ. Our hardships, they cannot separate us in any way, shape, or form. It's like saying, no way, there is nothing. And all these things, to hear that we are more than a conqueror is an amazing promise. And so as I kind of put all these verses together, I feel like the summary is remembering first how precious you are to God as mothers, and how very much He loves your children, and how He's very much empowering you to do all that you're called to do, all that needs to be done to love and serve them well. And He's ever present. He's strengthening you. He's making you more than a conqueror. And I hope that can just sink in all of us. I need to hear it just as much as any of us as moms. Let me close us in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for each one of these women in this room and men. Lord, we are so thankful for your word and how it does transform our perspective. It does renew us. And Lord, I pray for that to have happened here, Lord, and that it would just bear fruit in our lives, that your word would. So I just pray that you would bless and keep and make your face to shine upon us and be gracious to us, that you'd lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen.